I think you make a really good point about the whole the Israel-Palestine thing, about how no one really cares about any of the nuance. And you say you're really critical of Israel, which I think you are in like a normal way. But I'm just wondering, given their recent policy, do you know, or policy, it's a law. Do you know what their law is?
I've seen the headlines about it. Do I need to go read up on it?
Yeah, I think Moody knows about it.
The headlines I saw with it basically is that like if you engage in terrorist acts against like the Jewish character of Israel, that can be like a death penalty offense, basically.
So essentially it's designed to assign the death penalty for Palestinians, but not for Israelis who kill Palestinians.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm just wondering, like, do you think, because I think you're really harsh on a lot of the anti-Israel people. You just see them as like psychos or completely unreasonable or, you know, complete retards. But when you look at all of this, and then you also look at what Israeli government officials say, like Ben-Gvir, the finance minister, who say a lot of really sociopathic things. And then you also look at the United Nations report. Okay, the United Nations is anti-Semitic, fine. You can look at Doctors Without Border, World Central Kitchen. These are good organizations that have been known to do like genuinely really good work, right? I'm sure you're familiar with Doctors Without Border.
I've heard of them.
So kind of at what point do you say like, okay, it's probably reasonable for someone to look at the state of Israel and say, yeah, the state is operating in like an extremely evil way. I'm trying to be careful with my words here, but I think do you understand what I'm getting at?
Operating extremely.
It's kind of the line that we need. What's up?
Operating extreme what? What do you say?
Like they're just operating in an evil manner, just holistically evil, because it's one thing to disagree.
Holistically evil. What do you mean by like everything? Like their healthcare system is evil. And like, what do you mean by holistically evil?
No, like the things they're doing. Like too evil or too far-fetched for it to just be like nuance, and like the current government is just evil. Netanyahu and his current government is evil. Like at what point do you kind of draw the line? Like is it this new line?
Wait, draw the line between them being evil or by supporting them? Or what line drawing are you looking at? What do you mean by that?
I guess specifically just looking at the Israeli government as a whole and saying that it's an evil government, yeah, and being like a lot more critical of them.
I don't know what that does. I have no interest in like the labeling. I don't know what that means. You can be super critical of the Israeli government. You should be. But like we have to label them evil. Like when I hear people say shit like this, it sounds like people have no concept of what we should do about anything.
And they're just trying to
virtue signal on things. Like, what does it mean? Like, label them as evil. I don't even know if I've labeled Hamas as evil.
Forget the label. Well, you could forget the label, but you're extremely critical of people who like just lose their minds when it comes to Israel, which I understand, right? A lot of them are complete retards. They don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
But at the same time, it seems like you're just way more critical of other countries that commit these sort of war crimes like Russia. Like if Russia were to impose a law that says anyone with Ukrainian ethnicity.
I am more critical of Russia than Israel. Yes, that is true. For sure. I even regardless of how fucked Israel's behavior is on a lot of shit today, I would still probably be more critical of Russia. Yes.
Well, you said still probably. So I'm wondering, like, what would they have to do for you to see that?
I don't even know. It's that one is that one is an ally that is largely aligned with our interests in the region, and the other is diametrically opposed to our country. So what would an enemy have to do for me to support them less than a person, an enemy who's diametrically opposed to us? I would have to really think about weighing the pros and cons of that. I'm not 100% sure what the balancing test would look like. But also,
so it's kind of a strategic thing for you?
No. It's not a strategic thing.
Yeah.
It's a completely and utterly irrelevant thing. Why do I have to have a ranking in my head of like the badness of different countries or whatever? Like who's like the worst? Like Israel or Russia? We're trying like why I just would never I don't even think about these things and these concepts. It's just such a weird way to approach that.
I mean, I think you misinterpreted what I said about the whole label thing, or maybe I communicated it poorly. I probably did, but like it's just saying like what does Israel have to do for you to be a lot more critical of them and openly critical of them? You're really like it seems like you don't show a lot of sympathy for people who are extremely upset with Israel or extremely
because
upset
because most
with
of the people that are extremely upset with them are fucking retarded. The reason why I don't have the outward appearance of being extremely critical of them is because the only people on this sphere in the West are all pro-Pali retards. But like, I've been on an okay number of shows now, I think 5+ in the past year at least, of me like debating like the rabid, crazy pro-Zionist people. They're just not that common in the West. I just don't get the chance to even debate these people. So instead, it's just a bunch of uneducated, retarded pro-Pali people who have the worst takes in the history of all of them.
Yeah, like, I imagine when you're arguing with a pro-Palestine person and they say something like it's a genocide, that's really easy to argue against. You can make a lot of arguments for why it's not.
Well, it's not even just that. It's just having no, like.
That's part of the problem is that I think the pro-Palestine people don't know what arguments or points to make. Like everything's a genocide. It's all occupied land. And then it becomes really easy for someone like you to just argue against that because they just come off as completely retarded. But if they were to push you on, for example, you know, why do you think literally every single human rights organization in the world is saying that, yeah, Israel is basically committing war crimes en masse. They did the one where they opened fire on the Gazans looking to receive aid. They did the...
The problem is that for, like, and I've said this before.
It's like incident after incident after incident.
Yeah, it is. But like how many of these end up being complete and utter bullshit? bullshit, right? Like, how many of these end up just being incorrect or misstated?
No, I mean, this
the flower massacre, the Al Ali hospital thing, the lies about, like, how many months were we told, like, 2 years ago, the IPC5 classification rating encompassed, there are more starving people in the Gaza Strip today than there are starving people in the entire planet. I don't know what it is that brain breaks the international community about Israel. It might be that there's so many different Arab states that are part of the United Nations, and this, like, skews the special rapporteur or the appointments of people that do these things.
Part of it, yeah.
But, like, wait. Okay. But all that to say that, like, I don't understand what the point is of any of this. Like, I can be critical of Israel while still thinking the international community, for some reason, has just a retarded perspective on things related to Israel.
Like, I mean, what would it take for you to stop supporting them, for you to say that, okay, what they're
I don't know if I would support Israel today. If a Democratic president came in today, I don't know if if we should have, like, as formal a relationship with Israel. The problem, though, is that the way that I would have to approach this would be so contrary to anything that anybody in the West even understands, because people are so fucking retarded. If we abandon Israel completely, that is probably the worst thing that could happen for the Palestinians. Because if Israel has no restrictions on what they can do from the West,
they
would probably go way fucking harder. And that would be a thing that I would have to consider in terms of, like, well, if we stop conditioning aid, if we stop supporting them militarily, we're basically just sacrificing them as an ally completely. Who's to say how Israel will behave in the future? That would not only be bad for Palestinians, but potentially bad for U.S. interests as well. I don't know what that future would look like.
Yeah, I actually agree with you on this. I think you're one of the few people who can, like, just look at what would practically happen. Because I don't think the whole genocide, or, I mean, that shit is not something that I agree with, but I don't think that's gotten the Palestinian people anywhere either. But, like, it's just very difficult to be critical of people who are anti-Israel when you have all of these reports from, like, Doctors Without Borders, Royal Central Kitchen. I mean, this is the first time you're saying this, that I've heard you say this, that you wouldn't want a Democratic president to have formal relations with Israel if they were being nominated for president. I didn't think that was something you would say.
I literally complain. How many times have I said? I feel like I've said, like, a million times, like, all these motherfuckers are pro-Trump. All these motherfuckers are fucking MAGA as fuck. All these motherfuckers are doing shit to fuck the United States over. All these motherfuckers are holding our whole conversation hostage in the West. I feel like I made this complaint like 50 million fucking times.
Well, yeah, but, like, not holding formal relations is a pretty big thing.
I don't know if I didn't even say I would commit to that. I don't know if I would say we cut off all formal relations with Israel. That's a really huge gap or jump to take in terms of our relationship with countries in the Middle East. I don't know what that even looks like in the future. Like, I would have to evaluate, like, if we cut all ties with Israel, do we still have ties with Saudi Arabia? Because that creates an opportunity, especially after all of Russia's allies have been wiped out in the region. Like, that basically gives the entire region to Israel. And the problem is, none of the lefties that are super pro cutting ties with Israel would stop there. Because if we cut ties with Israel, and pretty soon Israel is running the entire Middle East, would they be content to say, okay, well, that's it, we just let Israel control all of that now, and we're just, no, they would probably want they would want regime change at that point. Hassan tweeted that out, that we would do regime change in Israel if it came to that. So, like, I don't know, like, just the idea of, like, cutting all relations is retarded. There are other ways to hold countries accountable. There are tons of ways to hold countries accountable, with sanctions, with cutting off aid or conditioning aid, with other,
Do you think we can do that with Russia? No, never.
No, Russia is an enemy of ours. We don't have the same type of leverage over them.
Well, I'm Canadian. I'm kidding. Yeah, go on. I understand your point. Okay, maybe just to get back to my base question, I want to ask you about this law specifically. I guess you haven't really read about it, right? But if you read about it and it turns out that this law is legitimately designed to assign the death penalty for Palestinians, but not Israelis, would you say that's, like, an evil law? Would you say that's a very evil thing to do?
I don't think I ever use evil. I don't know if I ever use this term much to describe it. It's not being hyperbolic. It would be a bad law. I wouldn't support it.
Thanks very much, I suppose. Because you seem, I don't know, like, one of the things that I really like a lot about your streams is that you actually read the documentation and you read shit, right? You don't just go based on vibes. Like, I remember when you defended the healthcare companies, and that was, like, mind-blowing to me, because I've never heard anyone ever defend a healthcare company, like, ever before, right? You know, everyone just knows the health insurance companies, not the healthcare companies. Everyone knows the health insurance companies are evil. They want to deny claims for babies with cancer, all that sort of stuff. When I watched your stream, you went through a lot of the documentation. You said they're not really profiting as much as people think. Maybe health insurance companies aren't as bad as everyone thinks they are. So I was trying to get your input on this new law, because it's a pretty big deal, you know, in the Israel-Palestine debate. And I know you've read a lot about the history of Israel-Palestine as well. You probably know more than, I think, any other streamer. So yeah, that's just why I wanted to know your opinion about it.
Did you think you were going to come in here and read that proposed law to me? And I would say, no, actually, I think that's kind of base. I think I get that. I think I understand that.
I would think you would maybe be like, oh, I saw the law. I don't really agree with it, but I still support Israel. And then I would say, okay,
but those two things are two totally different things, right? You can oppose a law and support Israel. You can oppose a law and oppose Israel.
Well, I understand you can suppose a law. That's the whole point of my question, is like, what law would it take? What do they have to do for you to say, okay, I don't support this. This is getting kind of creepy.
I mean, it would be when the counterbalance of the pros for the U.S. relationship with Israel are outweighed by the cons of the support for Israel.
Okay, obviously, so the cons have been, right? Essentially, you know, just
to some extent, yeah.
Okay, I guess that answered the question then. It's pretty strategic, right? It's just whatever's in the best interest of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, to a point, right? But I mean, like, there are some things that would be, like, if they made a law tomorrow that was like, Israelis are allowed to freely rape Palestinians and it'll be celebrated in Israel, they'd be like, okay, well, this is like a bridge too far, right?
Okay, what if I told you many Israeli settlers have burned homes down, killed Palestinians, and then there's like a extremely high absurd release rate where they're unconvicted after spending like a week or two in jail?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true. The accountability rate for Israelis, especially in the West Bank, is absurd.
So isn't that like as close to what you're saying as they could get without it being like completely ridiculous? Because obviously they would never do that. But one thing they can do is essentially incentivize Israeli settlers to commit all these violent acts by never holding them accountable.
They're not, like, they're not that gonna they're incentivized. It's that Israel has this retarded dual thing where that this is the strongest argument for apartheid you can get. The way that it works in the West Bank is because the West Bank is not the sovereign territory of Palestinians. The Palestinian people in the West Bank aren't tried outside of Area A. If this is related to disputes between Israelis and Palestinians, they're not tried in ordinary courts. They're tried in military courts. So like this new law about like terrorism charges leading to Palestinians being killed would only apply to people tried in quote unquote military courts. So it wouldn't technically apply to Palestinians in Israel. It would apply unless there's a special way for them to be tried in military courts, but it would apply to everybody in Gaza and the West Bank. However, when Israelis commit crimes or commit actions in the West Bank, they get to go through the ordinary court system in Israel. They don't have to go through the military courts, which is probably one of the reasons why they get so many favorable outcomes compared to Palestinians that have to go through the military court system in the West Bank. This is one of your strongest like pro-apartheid arguments is the dual court system that exists because of these things. This is really bad. It's stupid as fuck. Israel tries to have it both ways.
It's evil.
Sure. If you want me to use that word, it's evil, sure.
I didn't know about this dual court system, but it does sound fairly evil.
Sure. It's Israel trying to have it both ways because technically you can argue that claims of apartheid are stupid. However, Israel wants to say that it's an occupied territory, therefore they don't have to extend equal rights to them, but then they also indefinitely occupy the territory with no end in sight, and then they also have their own citizens moving into this occupied territory, which is technically, I think, it's considered a war crime in the Rome Statute. You can't move your citizens into militarily occupied territory, so you have to either decide, is it part of your country or is it a current occupation? Because if it's current occupation, you can't have all your people moving there, but if it's part of your country, you can't have dual court systems and deprive some people of citizenship based on whatever, they're not part of your Jewish ethnic state or whatever. So it's retarded, it's fucked, it's not good. It's you can call it evil if you want, sure.
Hockey player, do you think Hamas is evil?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Good.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think the settlers who burn homes down and kill people are probably just as evil as
just as bad.
The settlers who kill innocent Palestinians, yes, I would say they're just as bad. Who like roam around looking to kill Palestinians and steer their land, I would probably say they're just
then both bad. Sides, yeah.
Damn, why are you trying to both?
Not Israel, the country, but
I would agree. I would say the settlers are probably worse than Hamas because at least arguably you could say that the Palestinians are fighting from the low ground, whereas the settlers are literally, they're already in an advantageous position. There's plenty of other places to live in, and the idea that they're still trying to push out more and more Palestinians in the West Bank is probably worse than whatever.
Some people in the Israeli government or what's up,
some people in the Israeli government
say, go ahead. Oh, I got a question. Would you say that Israel deserved October 7th?
No,
okay,
no.
Good. All right, good.
I mean,
that is, yeah, but
It's never just right to kill civilians, but like October 7th was like a super obviously incoming terrorist event that Israel has been obsessed since 79. Israel has been obsessed with trying to make peace with every single Arab in the region besides the Palestinians. And you can only carry that on. What?
Are you like trying to bait me by saying it was incoming or something?
I'm not trying to bait anybody. This is my take. This is a take I've always had on this. You're that the Great March of Return was an obvious response to the moving of the embassy to Tel Aviv. That October 7th is a pretty obvious response to the Abraham Accords. That if you continue to try to extricate every other Arab people from the question of like Israel solving peace with the Palestinians, it obviously it's just going to be more and more terrorist attacks. Like, nothing. What else is going to happen? You've got is it 4 million people, 4 million Palestinians between the West Bank and the Gaza Strip that have no end in sight to the occupation and to the conflict with Israel, and Israel's just making peace with every single neighbor. Of course, there's going to be more terrorist attacks. It's the most obvious fucking brain dead take in the world. There's going to be more, and there's probably going to be more after October 7th too, because that's the path that Israel is headed on. I have very little sympathy for Israelis when that's the path they march down. Obviously, attacking civilians and murdering Arabian people, well, that's not good. I don't have any sympathy for Hamas either. I don't think the Arabs conduct themselves well in that region as well. Mm-hmm. But like, it's pretty obvious like what road you're going down, and to act all shocked and surprised when the next terrorist attack happens, because it will. There will be another one. In my opinion, it's fucking retarded.
Yeah, well, there shouldn't be any shock when Israel gets terrorist attacks.
Yeah, but they're all retards. That's the problem. The Palestinians are not people with no agency who are just like mysteriously getting fucked over time and time again by Israel. Like, they choose to get fucked over because they enjoy it, because they're also fucking retarded. And the international community plays a retarded role in encouraging all the fighting too.
But you would say this is the same thing about like the United States here. It's not going to be a surprise when if the United States gets a terrorist attack.
From who? From like Iran or something?
From like Iran, yeah.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be, no.
No, I wouldn't be surprised either.
Well, I mean, that's part of the problem is that every time these terrorist attacks, well, it's not, I don't know, it's just whatever you want to call it, but every time these terrorist attacks happen, they end up getting fucked over even harder than they were getting fucked before.
Yeah, of course, because these are causes not least for tradition. Sorry.
But yeah, I don't know. I was just trying, like, I try to, because a lot of my friends, you know, younger people, they're very, very anti-Israel. I'm trying to be a little bit more open-minded about it. And I just can't see any reason as to why, like, have any sympathy for, how do I say this without,
just say the thing.
I can't see why, like, you know, someone would look at what Israel's doing and then say, holy shit, that's pretty evil. And then, you know, have any sort of like pushback on that, if that makes sense, right? Like this new law that was signed into effect. And Moon, have you read about this law? Do you know about it?
A little bit. It just looks like more retarded, basically helping them flip over a Palestinian West Bank. Also, you know.
What was your question?
Have you read about this law? Are you familiar
with it? Yes, I read a little bit about it, yeah. I mean, I haven't read the whole
like,
fucking
is it like a really crazy evil thing to do? Or am I misinterpreting?
I don't know why you're so obsessed with the word evil. It just feels a little cringe.
Because if you're assigning
it, it seems pretty bad.
It's not, well, it's a death penalty also based on them committing, like, it's for terrorist attacks as well, right? Not that that's good. Right. It's just that it would only ever apply to Palestinians because I don't think Israelis are ever tried by,
in a military,
by a military police.
No, that's not why. You should look at the wording of the law itself. That's not what it is.
Okay, I would have to look at it. I Googled this. This is from the United Nations Human Rights website, and the quote is, or I'm sorry, the third paragraph says, the law was adopted on March 30th, 2026, following accelerated...
The United Nations is anti-Semitic. I'm just kidding.
Okay. The law was adopted on March 30th, 2026, following accelerated legislative procedures and will apply to individuals found guilty by a military court of intentionally carrying out deadly attacks deemed acts of terrorism with an intent to deny the existence of the state of Israel. That military court thing there, my understanding is that means that it's basically going to apply to Palestinians in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, there's no Israeli who's going to kill a Palestinian with intent to deny the state of Israel, right? That's kind of the part there that implies the death penalty could only apply to Palestinians and not Israelis who kill innocent Palestinians, right? So it seems
I don't know if they have is the death penalty in Israel a thing they have? Do they have the death penalty?
Well, that's why Ben-Gvir was celebrating and popping drinks with the boys, is that, yeah, they just invoked the death penalty using that law.
Do they have the death penalty in Israel?
Yes, they do right now. As of now, they do.
So couldn't an Israeli, if he killed enough Palestinians, couldn't he get the death penalty or no?
No. Oh, wait. No. If you mean, did they have it before? They didn't have it before. Oh, no, but they have it now just for people who kill with the intent to overthrow the state of Israel.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, this sounds, I mean, theoretically, I guess like a pro-Palestinian Jewish guy terrorist could be found guilty of this. No, I mean, it's probably not gonna
happen. It's just so insane to me. No one ever brings these points up when they're debating with you about like Israel Palestine. They just go,
wait, what do you mean? First of all, this is literally a brand new law that came like a week ago. And number two, literally every single person on the internet is bringing this up. And number three, I think this is a bad law. I wouldn't even support this. I think it's bad.
Well, I mean, the people who debate you, they don't really tend to hammer in on like the Doctors Without Borders statistics or the World Central Kitchen stuff. They more so just go to like, it's a genocide because of this. And then you guys get into this like historical argument about who fucked up in 1970 when they were trying to make some sort of deal, instead of just looking at what's happening right now, you know. Okay. That's just more of like a rant, but
gotcha.
Yeah, maybe it will be brought up in these future debates, and I'd be interested to see how you respond to it after you get the chance to read about it.
Oh, I think I would respond with what I just said now. I don't think I would support this law. It doesn't seem like it's a necessary law. Like, they need to be executing Palestinians that they think are engaged in fucking...
So you say it's a very evil law, essentially.
If it makes you happy, yes, I would say it's evil. So it's the most evil of... It's the most dastardly of all evil laws, yes.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay. And then, I guess you answered my previous question. It's mainly strategic thing, I suppose. Can I ask you, Moon, what it would take for you to kind of say, I don't really support...
Nothing. I support it. I support everything. Actually, I'm even further in support of Israel now.
Good one, Moon.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Thanks. I think that's my only question. I do have one question. I'm just curious to get your opinion on this, actually. I just wonder, why do you think the stock market's been so resilient to every single crazy thing that Trump does?
Has it? Aren't we dipping pretty hard right now?
I think I'm down like...
No, if you look at how...
The month.
We're down 4% over the last 4 months.
Like 4%, yeah.
4 months? That's a fairly big deal, though. If it continues in this direction.
No, if you look at how it performed over the past year, it's really not that bad. And I feel like it would crash way harder under any other president if all this happened. Right. So,
well, I mean, like, our markets are fairly resilient. Our markets are fairly resilient just because there's a whole engine of like economic output and everything behind them. I don't know how much of it is also carried by the whole AI obsession right now in terms of how much
I think it is just Trump being like such a retard that whenever like crazy shit happens, people are just kind of used to it. Right. So no one really cares or reacts.
Yeah, possibly. It could be that it's not priced in as much either. It could be that people don't expect these things to last for very long. So they don't, So like the markets haven't moved as much in response to how you would expect them to move. Maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just think that if this war happened under Biden or Obama, it would crash way harder than it is right now. It's not a compliment to Trump. It's just more of a testament to how much people are used to his retardedness.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not 100% sure if that's true, but who knows? Maybe.
Okay. Well, those were my two questions. Thanks for your time.
Okay. I love you. Be kind.
Thank you, Lynn, as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you actually disagree with any of the fucking looks maxer bullshit? Because I don't know if there's like a liberal or like an answer you could give like against it.
Depends on what you mean by disagree with and looks maxer, I guess. Like, I think that looks are obviously, they can be important in life. I think that there are probably things that you can do to optimize for how you look. But I mean, my argument against those people is that they're over-indexing on how important their looks are, and they're probably making themselves more miserable about by obsessing over it as much. Yeah, why? What about it? Or what more specifically do you, or I guess, yeah, do you have a more specific question or think about it? Or
it seems like a lot of people like go on dating apps and stuff, and then they kind of like figure out that they're not like as desirable as they think they are, and then they like obsess about this stuff a little too much.
Yeah, I think the dating app environment, I think it's been a disaster for men in
general. It's another way to break your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, it's just because the odds are against you. It's like 1 to 5, like women versus men on these apps, which is just, it's a brutal. And just in real life, you're just not really going to encounter that discrepancy between men and women as much, except for unless you work like in tech or something, it's like a workplace or something. But yeah, I think that's been, it's been a disaster for mankind.
And the way guys like treat dating apps and where they will just swipe right on literally almost anybody,
well, that's
just based to get like a match. Yeah, and that kind of fucks up.
I guess for me, it just feels like a lot of the looks maxer stuff is like, it's kind of like male beauty. But I feel like a lot of the beliefs that these guys have, I feel like intuitively, I think a lot of women subscribe to these beliefs a lot more than men do.
What do you mean by that?
Like over indexing on looks and like obsessing about this type of stuff.
Like you think that women,
like I think women are way more likely to get Botox, to do hair stuff, to get GLP-1s, to like obsess about beauty.
What about it? Or yeah, but what about it? Or what's the point of, what do you mean by that?
I think there might be like a point, like, I mean, it might be a fad, but it might just be like a point where it becomes more normal for men to have the teenage girl fucking anorexia isms, like the,
oh yeah, like men are gonna have more like body dysmorphia issues and all that bullshit if they continue down the road that they're on now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, especially now that it's becoming more easily available for men.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of dudes are on TRT, and I feel, yes, like they're not, like
every single male influencer over the age of fucking 25 is probably on fucking TRT now. Yeah,
I think it's just gonna become like the new normal. It's like you gotta have this TRT physique. And
sure, but I don't think women actually on average care that much about your physique. I think that's more what you think they care about.
Yeah, I think it's bad, but I feel like men drive both sides of this, would be my take on it. Like men drive the women to get the weird surgery shit, and then men are driving other men to get like the TRT and everything, would be my feeling on it.
It just feels like there's like a homogenization of like looks where it's like you have to like the TRT physique, the blonde, like Botox stuff.
Yeah, not good.
Well, I don't have
what am I gonna say? Not good.
I don't know. I think you're wrong.
We're disagreeing right now. What are we? I don't know. I'm not even identifying the disagreement. What do you think we're, what am I?
I don't think it's an over-indexing. I don't think it's like, I think the people obsessed about are over-indexing, but I think it's a lot more important than you are saying it is.
Oh, like looks and stuff?
Women primarily care about looks in a partner?
No, I think like people's perception, I don't think it matters that much actually, but I think people's perception of it like is a lot bigger. I don't know how to explain, like,
I think it can be big for like first impression type stuff for sure, but I just don't know. I don't know how to weight it like percentage-wise. I just don't think it's anywhere near as big as people.
I think a lot of people's self-worth is like very tied to it. Like I think it's why,
yeah, that could be, you, well,
they'll do the beach photo as like the meme,
like that could be the case. But like the guys that, not to get into the fucking pathology or whatever, the people that post the beach photo of me on Twitter to make fun of me, those guys are mad because they probably objectively look better than me, and they fucked 1/100th of the women that I fucked, or they haven't fucked anybody. Like that's their anger coming out. Like they're mad that they perceive me as having something that they don't think I should have because they're not getting it. Like that's where that attack is coming from. I think that the issue is that, here, this is anecdotal, but like I don't think I've ever met a guy who is having trouble with women, and then after having a conversation with this guy or seeing his interactions where I'm like, yeah, fuck, like you're doing everything right. It's just like, it's just your looks. Like that just seems so rare. I'm sure it's out there. Yeah, I'm sure that's probably out there. I just don't see it. And maybe I'm just getting, maybe it's just amplifying the other stuff that I haven't, like, or it's just amplifying stuff that plays into the narrative that I want to see. But like, I see so many posts sometimes where like men are complaining about how they look, or they're not getting any women, or they're only 5'10 or whatever. And like the guys look fine. They look totally normal. Or there's no way that this physical appearance is what's prohibiting this guy from actually, you know, dating a girl or anything.
It's probably a confidence issue, or they're just like genuinely going for like the hottest 10s.
Maybe, yeah.
In
and
the
I think
fucking universe.
Like, like, here are like two issues also that I think are kind of frustrating. I've talked about like the whole masculine feminine trait thing or whatever, like the state of men right now, especially for younger generations, I think is kind of behind where women are, which is like, I think a big issue. Like, I just hear so many just sad comments about where guys are at today. And I don't know, just like not being able to fucking take care of themselves, like on a very fundamental, basic level. Like if you can't like clean or like keep your place clean, like just at a very basic level, like this is saying something. It's communicating really bad things. Number one. Number two, I feel like guys are at a point now where and there's a whole host of reasons like this, guys can engage with content that makes you unfuckable because it's actually so bad in terms of how people view you. Like, I'm not really sure. I'm sure there's content out there, but I don't know what popular like women or female oriented content exists where like if I knew a woman was engaging with us, I'd be like, oh no, fuck no. Like, I'm not fucking with this chick. Whereas like, if you're a guy and like a woman finds out that you're like a massive Joe Rogan fan, which is like the most popular podcast in the world, like you might literally be cutting yourself off from 50% of like dateable women. Like, it might be that bad because all of the associated political baggage and autistic shit is just so fucking retarded around it. Like, I don't know what to do about stuff like that. I just don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I probably agree. Like, there are people who, like, post pictures of themselves and they look like a median like they don't look ugly or anything. And they're like, I have issues with dating. And it's like very obvious. It's like because they don't know how to talk to people.
Yeah.
But I also think there's like, I think there are like some people who are undesirable and should subscribe to this mindset.
Yeah, I guess I would just be so interested. And again, this is like anecdotal and it's hard to do a formal fucking show me a research study on this. But like, I would just be curious about people that have actually turned their lives around with like looks maxing related stuff. And then like there's been like an actual discernible output of like positive dating life after. Like, I'm sure there are people who are like severe or like overweight and they lose weight and then maybe they gain confidence and there's something that goes down that rabbit hole. But I don't know if like losing weight and going to the gym would be like pathologizing your looks as much as like a looks maxer does, you know?
Well, I think the byproduct is you improve yourself by, you improve your personality / your desire by improving your self-health.
Yeah, I don't know. For people who are going down that looks max route, I don't know if you're actually gaining, like for people that start going to the gym and get healthier and lose weight or whatever, mm-hmm. like a byproduct of that is going to be an increase in confidence and everything else, right? I don't know if somebody who's going down the gym, like the looks maxing road is getting that same confidence boost because they've just opened up a whole new world to see how inadequate they are in so many different ways.
Well, the argument that I think you could make is, well, now they're part of the looks maxing community, so they're probably able to like talk to other people in the community and that might help them like,
well, but is this helping them get a
confidence boost?
Is it giving them a confidence boost or is it just like reinforcing all the horrible things that this community thinks about life and everything anyway? No.
I would say it would be reinforcing, but then they would get the confidence boost by eventually, quote unquote, in their mind, being able to make fun of others not looking like they do.
I just don't think that ever leads to actual confidence, attacking other people.
I don't think it leads to real confidence, yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't lead to like fake confidence either. Like, I don't think that makes anybody feel better about themselves. I think it just comes up. I think at the end, these people tend to feel bad.
It would just lead them to feel better that other people are feeling worse, which isn't actual confidence or feeling.
It's not gonna give you confidence in dealing with women. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The advice I always give people: if you want to meet women, you have to get offline and you have to go out and just do your hobby, and then you'll meet people. And then if you're enjoying yourself, people will enjoy being around you, etc.
30-second asthma clip. Hold on.
With your actual win-loss conditions in the Iran war, what outcomes counts as a real win? What signs would tell you the U.S. is sliding into a deeper entanglement? The only thing that I want to see come out of Iran is complete regime destruction. I want to see total regime change and the dismantling of the IRGC completely.
Base.
And the removal of
he's a foreign politics expert now. Yes.
The Islamic theocracy. I think anything less than that is a failure. That's my opinion. Would your actual
let's see what happens. I don't think he's going to have this opinion in 3 weeks when they pull out.
He's an expert, Mutant. So if his opinion changes, it's because he got a better one. You fucking loser.
That's true.
Let's say you have the power to ban any person on Twitch.
I ban you.
Would you ban Asmongold or Hassan for like the good of America?
Probably Hassan, because Asmongold would just go to YouTube and
fuck you. You stole my answer. I think it would be Hassan, because I think if Hassan gets banned from Twitch, I think he's gone completely. I think Asmongold would have a lot more success streaming on other platforms. I don't know why he doesn't branch out more, but Hassan.
Okay, let's say you could ban them from any from every platform in the world, right? Like eliminate them from the internet.
I mean, Asmongold might be worse. I think it would be close, but I think I would lean towards Asmongold. I can't tell if Asmongold is pushing the movement though, as much as just absorbing or benefiting from the existence of the movement, whereas Hassan benefits and pushes at the same time.
That's what I'm saying.
That Asmongold might be a bit of a Lich King right now, and if he's gone, then they go to Fuentes.
Okay, so I was having this argument with Food Shop last night, and like, if Trump wasn't elected, I don't think Asmongold would be like on this crazy right-wing arc, is what I'm saying. Like, but Hassan would still be... would still be like a communist, like insane communist person.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I think, like, you know, Hassan is like, I don't know, like Asmongold just like a, I guess, Joe Rogan or whatever. Whereas like Hassan is like a neo-Nazi. I don't know what a good analogy to him would be, but you know,
okay,
like intentional.
Okay. I got you.
All right. So you agree with me?
Maybe, I guess. I see where you're coming from, though. I see you. I see. All
right. Well, I won the debate. Let's go.
Good job, buddy. Explain that joke.
One more thing I want to ask.
What?
What?
Okay. Just last thing. Okay. It was about the attractiveness conversation you guys were talking about. I feel like you guys put too much weight on like physical looks in terms of like, I don't know, just like in terms of like your dating prospects. Because it really does feel like to me.
How did
it's
you get
like,
that from us? We said that it literally doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I know. I think you guys said it doesn't matter necessarily, but I feel like even then you guys are putting too much weight.
Well, the nice thing about like, there's two things that help about looks. One is it's a good way to open the door initially. So I guess you're in the
that's true
foothold initially, and then two, you can kind of have a cyclical or like a feedback loop where if you look good and you get positive reception just because you look good, it can build more confidence, maybe arguably like these things can happen in tandem as well. I think that people need to think you need to look better than you actually do, but I mean like it does help, right?
Even like stuff like you know, clean your room or whatever, like stuff like that, yeah, or whatever, but even then like there's still plenty of girls that get with even like hot girls, like tens that get with like the most unkempt dudes or whatever. Just and like, okay, so I use comparison all the time, but like, do you guys know what a butterface is?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So like on like, at least back in the day, people would, there'd always be like threads on internet forums about like butterfaces. Okay. And every time people will be posting like 10 out of 10 movie stars or whatever. And they'll be like, yo, this girl's a 2 out of 10. And there'll be like two people who would agree with them. And everybody else would be like calling them out for it. I like attractiveness is almost entirely like a, I don't know, like a self. Like there's no, I feel like there's no such thing as like universally like ugly or like
there are absolutely, you know, people beautiful. That are more attractive on average than other people, and people that are,
I mean, besides like deformed, right? Like someone might be like, I don't know, missing like an eye or something or whatever. If you're normally developed, I feel like there's no such thing as like truly ugly or truly beautiful.
I disagree.
why can you tell me why?
I think there are just some people that are really unfortunate and look really fucking ugly. I think that this is the absolute minority. It's very few and far between. I think that these people can still find people, though, but I think that they're just not, there's just ugly people out there.
He just shrimpalized. He said shrimpalized.
Yeah, I don't
understand. That's what he just did. He shrimpalized you.
I don't know, like, have you guys never had this situation where, like, you see, like, a guy you think is really ugly, but he just got this, like, 10 out of 10 model or whatever, right?
Not
like
generally, no. I think people are generally matched with each other.
Happens a lot.
I don't think it happens a lot, no.
I don't think the word a lot is correct. I think it happens, but I think a lot of men think that their attractiveness plays into it a lot. More than it does. I think an average looking guy can get a beautiful girl.
I don't know. I just see a lot of guys, and maybe just because I'm not gay. I'm like, but like, it's just a lot of guys. I think that like, just no way. Like, they're not nearly as attractive as like their partner.
Well, I think
when I think about it, it's because they're
average,
funny.
Put more effort into their appearance and everything too. So like on average, like women are going to look better than men on average. So on average, men are going to be matched with women that look better on average. But I don't think it's very common that like fucking dudes that put zero effort into anything are getting 10 out of 10 models. I think that's exceptionally rare.
I don't know if it's that rare though. Like, I'm not bringing this up as an example to hate on Darius, right? But like Darius, I think he's an attractive person, but like he has had a messy room. Like there's the famous fleshlight clip and stuff like that. But you know, he's still got women like crazy, right? Like I feel like at some point, like it's not all about just like, you know, keeping yourself.
You just brought up totally like, different things here. We're not just talking about keeping your room clean or whatever, right? But like this is also the issue where the internet is brain broken on stuff, and people's personal opinions on people like influence how they view them and everything as well. Like the factual reality is that Darius is probably above average attractive, yep. Maybe even significantly so than like the ordinary man. His body is decently in shape. Yeah. He's got like a good smile, like everything. Like Darius is like a pretty attractive guy. And then he's also got like a good personality for like joking with women and everything else. So like he's got like a lot of that going for him, like pretty far. So I don't know why you bring him up as an example of.
Oh, Darius literally, yeah. Wasn't he like the fat guy who like went on the, you know, worked out a bunch, he got skinny. And
he was, no, Darius never fat. I mean, he got more fit, but he was. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, Radiant, what is your fucking point? It was,
well, my point is that he got women even before that. Like he got some pretty attractive women before that, before his like attractiveness or looks maxing arc. Okay. Like I think it's all to be more direct, I think it's all like about your just personality, I guess. You know, just like being
I mean, if you have a super above average personality, you can compensate as a man for not looking the best. But like,
well, what's a below average personality? Like isn't that just
somebody who's not funny, somebody who's not, can't pay attention to a conversation, somebody who sounds retarded? I don't know, what do you mean? There's a million different things. Do you think that all personalities are created equal or are the same thing? The reality is,
kind of,
about
yeah.
Okay. Well, and,
like, it's like, I don't know, because it's a personality. Like, what? I can't rate personalities on, like what do you call
are
it?
Are you the AI guy?
Yeah.
There's no objectivity to attractiveness or, like, personality. Like, there's, like, obviously, like, percentiles to everything.
To personality? That feels so much harder to, like, say that is, you could.
Well, there's not, like, an exact, like, science, but, like, there are, like, people who are definitely, like, you get along with way more than other people.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Yeah, exactly. But that's what you see how you're saying get along with? Like, it's like an individual thing, right? Like, some people get along with other people better, others don't. Or with a certain person, I mean, not people in general. But yeah.
But there are people, people who can get along with almost anybody, and there are some people who can get along with very few people. And then there are some people who understand why they get along with other people, and some people who just don't. Like, there are definitely skills to associating with people.
I mean, but that's like a specific thing about a personality. Like, personality isn't just agreeableness, right? Like, having a good personality can also just like be just like, I don't know, like not
argument. You initially came in here and said, like, you think that like ugly people can get tens and it happens a lot.
Yeah, it does
and
happen.
Then you, and then you brought up Darius as your example.
No. That's kind of like separate, because we were talking about because Destiny said something about how keep yourself looking attractive or whatever, and you can get women.
I'm just saying
eventually.
That if you look more attractive, if you look more attractive, it's always going to be a positive, right? That's always going to boost your everything, like all else equal, right?
I don't know.
Negative.
I don't understand how you. Never mind. All attraction is random. If you throw any two people in a room, they've got a 50-50 chance of liking each other or not, and there's literally nothing that you can do personality wise or appearance wise to ever boost your like what?
It's all random.
It's all random.
Like, no, not, it's not random. I'm just saying, I feel like it's like 99.9% personality. I feel like
it's probably lot of your personality, like, but it's not gonna be 99.9. And also there's gonna be some things that aren't, it's not like it doesn't contribute, but there's like deal breakers, right? Like,
lot of girls I know when they meet somebody who's physically attractive, like there's some really good looking guys that I've seen girls turn down because the guys are like just insanely awkward or whatever. Like,
yeah, that it can happen. Sure.
It's like cringe.
Yes, no one's saying that it can't happen. You're just.
Like
maybe
class,
we're just disagreeing.
Right?
Maybe we're just disagreeing on it being 99% versus being like 75% or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Sure. The fact that you think it's 99% is stupid, but
because ooh. There's people like Boogie 2988, like his wife is, I think she stole his wife.
He's rich.
Like,
yeah, and he's famous online. I mean, and he's got access to a fuck ton of women.
Do you think he bagged her because she was rich? Because he was rich?
Do you think wait, do you think that
yeah,
he
exactly.
was just ordinary?
Personality, that's what you're saying. Personality.
Sure, but it's not 99% of cases.
Yeah, also
like
keep in mind this guy is like internet famous and everything.
Wait, I think I know where you guys are confusing me. When I say a good personality, I mean a personality is good when they have less bad traits, right? Like people who aren't mean or like aren't like if you're not like anxious or like have a hatred for certain races or something insane like that, like that's what I consider like objectively bad for your personality. But stuff like, oh, I don't get along with people, I think that's just like a, you know, it's just a thing, you know, like it's different.
But there are still looks deal breakers for people. They exist.
But yeah, looks deal breakers for certain people, yes. But I'm saying that like that's, you are never going to be in that contention or whatever anyway. Like, I
okay,
think there's
I
a
know your argument. Fuck it.
I feel like there's plenty of looks. I feel like there's plenty of like looks that some people will think is a deal breaker. But like if they're a really funny, interesting person, you know, I think they would like.
Yeah, but the argument you're making is that like you're able to compensate for looks with other things. Like, yeah, no shit. Like someone who's like really rich and famous can compensate for being like 500 pounds. Like if you're like 99th percentile on something, you'd probably compensate for like. That's not going for your argument.
But yeah, that's what I mean. It might be me, but I could never imagine me dating somebody like just because they look like a 10 if they're like impossible or not impossible, but even just like even slightly boring, right? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like a reality to me. And a lot of girls I've talked to kind of seem to have the same opinion. Like, they're always like, oh, I want a guy I can talk to and, you know, chill with and be my best friend or something like that.
Okay.
Well, sure. But a lot of people date hot people in spite of their negative, like, because it doesn't compensate
and yeah, they,
for that.
They do, but it's like not long lasting. It's like, you know, maybe like a one night stand. Like, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, if you're like saying that like having a good personality is like better for long-term relationships, no one's going to disagree with that. But like, I don't know what the point of, like, you're saying looks doesn't matter, but it kind of does.
Well, are you describing a relationship or are you describing a like friends with benefits?
I mean, like for both, right? Like, like everyone wants to be desirable. Like if you are like with someone and you don't feel desired, then it's going to be like a thing, right? Like people have dead bedrooms because all the fucking time, right?
I don't know.
All right. Go think about it more.
Shrimple. Have you ever shrimple?
I mean, I feel like it's just like, it's like,
like shrimple,
like the idea that you think there's like no personality, there's no percentiles of like attractiveness or personality, and like
it's
all just like arbitrary.
I think it's
like,
I think it's almost entirely like it's almost a non-factor. Like it's something that like it's it's only important if somebody was like, okay, you have to decide on your wife, and it's going to be just off this picture. Like, I think that's the only time, like, I would consider it as like a worthwhile factor.
Brady, yeah. You'd be like, I just lost the coin flip on her liking me. It's
like, if you
me,
think about it, like, if you think about it, it like, if you, me. Like, if you think about it, like sex, even with like the ugliest person in the world, is way better when you actually, you know, like, get along with the person, right?
Not everyone has that opinion.
Is that true?
I mean, like, you've seen like all these like meme-y, like dating shows, like, people just select for the most attractive person a lot of the time when it comes to like these like dating app scenarios. Like, I think you're like saying it doesn't matter, but I think it does matter in like certain like scenarios.
You even talking to Claude about this, Radiant?
No.
You realize I'm just, AI think, bots, they just jerk you off, you know? It's, there's a problem. It could be you.
Because just think about having sex with somebody, like, literally just based off their look.
Yeah, that
like,
happens.
That's not...
No one's ever done that.
No, but they have some kind of tolerable personality to them. Like, would you have sex with like a straight up retarded person? Like, who looked like Kim Kardashian?
Sure, but most... Do you think most hot people... Do you think most attractive people are straight up retarded and like they can't...
No, they're not. But that's what I'm saying. That's saying there's some baseline for personality, right? Like, you can't... Like, nobody just has sex with like a sex doll, or at least,
yes,
you know,
they do. You,
I mean, they don't have
retard.
No, wait, you're not understanding. No, I'm saying that like people in terms of like dating, right? Like,
there are people who literally date sex dolls. I mean, I would say they're mentally ill, but
okay, well, they're not the normal people that I'm considering.
Okay, I don't know.
No, there are a lot of men who heavily like, I think men over or men value physical appearance a lot more than women value physical appearance. You might just skew a little bit off the norm there. But like in general,
maybe.
Like as a generalized rule, I think men value, well, this is the reason why I think men project onto women that they also must value like physical appearance, because everybody thinks that we all value the same things that the other person values. But that's...
No, when Radiant watches porn, he selects for like the best personalities every time.
Based.
Well, that's what I was talking about, relationships, not porn. But like in general, like, I don't know, because, okay, that's the thing. And that's what I was talking about. When I'm talking about sex, like in my opinion, I wouldn't have sex with literally like a sex doll. I would rather just go jerk off, because that's so much
why,
easier
but now,
to
why
like, get my nut, right?
And now you're going to just sex. Why did you just switch up completely there?
Because he's implying that me saying like sex, like I'm talking about porn. Like that's not the same thing. Like I'm talking...
I'm just saying like you're like saying like has like zero
correlation. There are a lot of guys who will fuck a girl just because she's hot. They don't give a fuck about any other part about it. I thought we explored all this in the fucking red pill arc.
I mean, yes, it's kind of true, but like... But would a guy have sex with a 10 out of 10 like retarded person?
Yes.
Or like
the average man? Yes. The average girl gets hit on for the first time in her life when she's like 9 years old. Yes. I think men will fuck like semi-retarded chicks if they're hot enough. Yes. Like the way that conservatives describe like their ideal trad wife sounds like a retarded child. Like, I mean, yes.
Sneeko
was literally saying that his ideal wife would be a woman who doesn't speak his language, so they never have to talk to each other.
Yeah, actually, how do you contend with all the
passport.
Fuck.
Because it's not a retarded person that they're dating. They're dating somebody that just doesn't know, or is like, what do you call it? Not dating, but...
Try really hard to explain what you're about to explain without describing them like they sound like they're retarded. Go ahead.
As in like somebody that is not in the same world that they are. Like it's somebody that they can show the world, quote unquote. Does that make sense? But not
in
a retarded person.
Why would they connect with a person who speaks their language better than an ESL person?
Because, and obviously it's going to sound like you're taking advantage of them. Like it's, they're in a different world, right? Like they can show them great things or whatever, like in comparison, because it's so much different from what they're used to in their original home country.
I mean, that's kind of the appeal though. It's like, oh, they're easier. They're easier to get. I have my wealth that transfers better in their country. Like it literally is like that type of thing.
I mean, there's a reason why we aren't, or men aren't like going for like retarded people. I just don't consider that the same thing as on the same scale as like being retarded. I think it's just like somebody with a different set of experiences than you, if that makes sense.
Based.
You ever thought about going on WIC panels, Radiant?
No, not really. Why?
We should get you on there.
Hey, I would be totally down. I just don't know what to talk about.
Okay, I'm sure WIC can figure something out.
Moot, what do you think? Would you ban Hassan or Asmongold?
From the internet? I think I would actually ban Hassan, because I think Asmongold is actually unironically being the Lich King for these actual fucking rat rodent people.
Asmongold is literally a parrot. He literally just opens Twitter and just word for word repeats.
They would only go deeper down the rabbit hole without Asmongold. I think he actually kind of stops them from going further.
Maybe. I don't know about that.
I'm not sure.
Asmongold's a moderating force.
Not at all.
I'm not sure about that one, Chiefs.
I think everything Asmongold is saying is literally just like the logical conclusion of like MAGA rhetoric. And like, honestly, everything he's saying is, I've seen exact tweets of what he's saying. So like,
I think he's a bit further than MAGA now.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, he's moving off.
I think everything he said is very MAGA.
He's moving off the Trump train quite a bit, especially with the Iran war stuff.
If you consider that like MAGA, I guess. If you consider Trump as like, or you have to support Trump to be MAGA.
Yeah, I consider Trump as MAGA, yes.
I mean, if you say you have to support Trump to be MAGA, I'm yes, considering MAGA
exactly
just like
what I would say.
Like that's you probably.
I consider MAGA personally as like super populist, like pseudo right wing kind of like I mean, not
populists that disagree with MAGA though, right? Like they're disagreeing on the Israel shit pretty hard.
What populists disagree with MAGA? Are you mean left wing populists?
No, I mean like right wing populists. Like they don't like that. Like we're allies with Israel.
I feel like those were just like crypto Nazis, like Fuentes, or I mean Fuentes is I guess is an open Nazi, but.
Sure, but Asmund probably falls into that camp as well.
I don't think Asmund is a crypto Nazi. I think Asmund is just like, he genuinely believes stuff like, oh, I only want the smartest immigrants. Like everything he's saying is like the perfectly crafted rage bait, if that makes sense.
I mean, he doesn't want, you know, the scamming Somalis or the, I mean, I feel like he's on that train.
Because it's the same rhetoric, but I don't think Asmund is like a believer in like certain superior, like, I don't know, races and IQ and stuff like that. At least not in the same way that someone like Nick Fuentes would be.
I don't know, man.
I think he's getting there, if not he's, already there.
Yeah, he could be. I could be wrong, but like, to me, it feels like somebody, because I have a friend that's kind of like this, a MAGA friend. Like, she's like, oh, well, of course, like, why would I want to like have these immigrants from like some African country who are like statistically going to be smarter than...
I hate to say this, but I think your friend might be
racist. You're going
to
say they're racist. Yeah, I know. No. But like, but think about it, right? Like if you had the choice between choosing a higher IQ population and a lower IQ, like you choose the higher, right? Like, and I guess it sort of makes sense in a very like utilitarian perspective, but like at the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all the higher IQ people tend to be people who look like you, and all the lower IQ people tend to be people who don't look like you. And
crazy.
You, like,
no, he said looks don't matter, you idiot.
Oh,
no, because the way that the U.S. immigration system works is that you're not choosing just based off IQ. You're not selecting the average population of that country. You're choosing the cream of the crop, which means everyone's going to be kind of the same IQ. That's why it doesn't really matter. Or at least people with the ability to travel to the U.S. like that uh-huh. or immigrate to the U.S. Uh-huh. are the cream of the crop.
Uh-huh.
So that's why it's kind of easy to say, I don't want, like, or whatever.
I think I've overstayed my welcome a bit. Okay, see you guys.
Love you. Be careful.
Bye.
Yeah, me too.